So it is a beautiful day here in Sedona on January the 8th, and blessings to all of you. Welcome to our Blessings from Yeshua Sunday service. I'm so glad that you joined, and whatever your background, whatever your beliefs, whatever your spiritual orientation, there will be something on this plate that you can take and use to nurture your life. We have no agendas here. We have no points of view to sell. We have no recruiting intentions. It's just purely and simply a gift of love from Yeshua, conveyed by the energy of the Holy Spirit. And it's really up to you to decide what you want to receive, how you want to receive it. Now, Glenda, you said decide. How can I decide? You really don't decide consciously. The way we decide, if you will, is by being ready to open ourselves to the blessings of God, the blessings of the Holy Spirit, and like a child, to walk into a candy store and say, "That, Mommy, that's the one I want." There's something inside us that reaches for the blessings of God and reaches for the blessings of the Holy Spirit. And loves, just like the children that climbed on the lap of Yeshua. And it all happens when you move into this place of peace and inner vulnerability within yourself. Sometimes we move into that place with quietness, sometimes with tears of surrender, sometimes with a willingness to admit that we really don't have the answer, we don't know what the answer is. But those are just experiences we have at the portal of the heart. When we're in the heart, I don't think there's really a universal experience or any one way of describing it. It's just simply a feeling that I am walking the path that God intended me to walk. I am with God. I am restored with my Maker. I am where, who, and how I was meant to be, at least at this moment in time. And with God's help, I can move on to a better, fuller experience of life. It's that inner certainty, that place of faith. And I guess if there was any one word that would describe it, it would be faith. But even faith has been defined in a thousand ways, and I'm not sure all of those thousand ways equal what Yeshua was referring to when, with every miracle he ever performed, he would say, "And it is by your faith that you're made whole." He was referring the recipients back into this place from which even more miracles could occur and more growth could occur. And for him, faith was not driving blind with no headlights. Faith was not something that we do without guidance or inner information. To him, faith was being in a place of receptivity, knowing that the good things of life were all around us if we would only accept, receive, and receive. And to reinforce that, on one occasion, he talked about the lilies of the valley, how they are more abundantly, beautifully clothed than Solomon in all of his power. And yet, they didn't worry, they didn't strive, and they didn't disbelieve. So I think, really, there's a big difference between faith and belief. Belief can be anything, and most of our beliefs actually are rather dysfunctional, like we believe things that the world has told us that we could never have more, or we could never have the things we want, or perhaps we wanted something really important, we didn't get it, and now we believe we can't have anything that's really worthwhile. Those are dysfunctional beliefs. You can believe anything, but that's not what faith is. And Yeshua did talk about belief and the power of belief. It has an awesome power, which is one of the reasons we stay in these less than desirable conditions because we believe that's what's been created for us. So it's awesomely powerful, but it's not the rope that's going to pull us out of the ditch. The rope that's going to pull you out of the ditch and open your life to more blessings of God is what Yeshua referred to as faith, and that's inner confidence. It's that inner wellspring of, I know I was created as a child of God. However you define God, you know you have that inner connection. You're basically good no matter how many failures you've had or disappointments you've suffered or even perceptions that you've let someone else down. You're basically, at your core, a loving, good being. And the goodness of God has been provided for you. Knowing that is faith. And I think that's really what Yeshua was talking about when he said, you will come to the kingdom of heaven as little children. So I invite you to cross over the threshold of a new year and be here as little children in faith. We've been told a lot of good things and a lot of bad things to expect about this year. It's kind of a legendary year. Yeshua never talked about it, not then and not even to me. But I believe that this threshold was envisioned by many prophetic people, and it's not without relevance because there are certain stages in the growth of human consciousness where we take major leaps forward, and prior to those leaps, we have many adversarial forces that mitigate against that leap. We've seen that many times in history, and Yeshua did talk about that phenomena. And he talks about that phenomena in the last chapter of Love Without End, where we can expect a time when it's the very forces of consciousness that break the egg, so to speak, almost as if we're a little chicken in the egg. And what breaks the shell of the egg is that we've come time for our birth, and we're literally pecking through it. But there are forces that are frightened for that egg to be broken because those forces cannot see the chicken pecking through. All they can see is the egg itself. Yeshua talked about it in terms of the clay jar that would just be so phenomenally empowered that it would shatter the clay jar. And I actually painted that in my painting, The Heart's Garden, which is a kind of a experiential illustration of the place where I wrote much of Love Without End. And so I think we are facing that particular time in history where consciousness is now global. We're pushing the edges of the clay jar. The little chicken is pecking out of the egg. And forces looking at this say, oh, no, 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 you've got to get back inside. This can't happen. And so there's a lot of good things bursting, light bursting free, and forces pushing against it. And it's not the first time. It happens cyclically many times in human history. And if you went back and you read through the history of all the nations of the earth, you would find that this this sequence of effects seems to be part of human nature. It's sort of like the human race goes through birthing episodes, just as we as individuals go through birthing episodes. And there are the pains of labor that precede the joy of birth. So the best way through that is to be in the spirit of faith. And I hope that you will join me this year in receiving regular blessings. There is no charge for the blessing. If you never choose to give a love offering, that's okay. I give this every day freely from my life to you, even without calls. Now we have almost 200 blessing givers around the world who give this freely every day without calls, and I have such gratitude for them. We also do appreciate your contributions when you can and feel like offering it, and in many ways, it benefits you too, because it's like paying forward the materialization of your blessing, and that which will manifest in physical form and come back to give evidence of the inner blessing you're receiving, so that it's not just an inner well-being, but it actually manifests in outward form, and you're paying it forward to others, because what you give has been passed on to others, so that there are more who can give the blessing. And as I mentioned last week on our call, we will be doing at least one more blessing seminar this year. So if you are interested in becoming a blessing giver, please write us an email. It's not a commitment in any shape or form, because we don't even have it on the calendar yet. To give you an idea of the cost, the blessing conference will be somewhere between $300 and $350, depending on what they charge us for the two dinners we provide. The rooms tend to run between $100 and $125 each, and that's super discount, because this is a gorgeous, gorgeous there's a restaurant on premises, but hotel. And we work really hard to help you find roommates if you need it. So really the only variable that I can't tell you anything about is what it will cost you to get here. And that, of course, could depend on whether you're coming from Phoenix, which is the driving distance, or you're coming from Germany. So that's just something that you have to work out. But we do need to know, because it is a huge commitment on our part. And we will at some point just do it on faith, knowing that everyone who's supposed to be here will be here. But it helps us to have some prognosis on when to do it, how soon to do it, and so forth, and who we can bring in for our entertainment and our co-presenters and so forth. Now, I think I have given you my most perfect invocation for this year. We've got a great year to work through, a wonderful year to work through, and we need lots of blessing givers in the maternity ward, as we have this year of birthing. And it will be a great year of birthing all over the world. And not without labor pains, not without some breech births, not without some C-sections having to happen, but the birth will happen. So we could use lots of blessing givers helping us do this. And as I said, I do it every day. Every day for people, situations I'm not even aware of, just giving of the Spirit of Yeshua. And now I'm looking forward to hearing from someone who's on the call. And we have a wireless caller. I don't have a name, but it's area code 607. You're on.
Hello, Glenda.
Hi.
You can hear me.
I can.
Oh, good. I want to thank you first for everything that you're doing and the wisdom that you share with everyone. It's very sacred, and I have incredible gratitude for that.
Thank you.
I have something very almost unbelievable to share with you, and I knew that you would be probably, you and the other callers listening, would probably be some of the few people who would believe this. But I had a visitation from Jesus.
Good.
And he showed up exactly like your painting.
Oh, that's great.
That is so incredible. And he did a blessing over me. I was having a Reiki treatment done, and the woman has never read your books and did not know who you were, did not know your painting. And she said, oh, my goodness, there's a very contemporary young man standing here looking, and it's Jesus. She said, and he's looking so handsome. And he has a baby lamb in his left hand. I said, I know who that is. I know where that came from. And I've been listening in on your calls, and I've been really very quiet and very shy and thinking, oh, Jesus would never know who I was. And all the things that you were talking about, before I came on about things in the world and the hardships people have gone through. I have experienced all of those. And Jesus stood at the foot of the table, and he raised his right hand up in the air and his left hand pointing down into the earth, and he told me that wherever I walk from here on in, because I guess it's like I've done the work, or I'm not exactly sure, and you might be able to help me with it, that I will raise the level of vibration for everyone that I come in contact with.
That's correct.
And I was so grateful, Glenda, to be able, and it's because of reading your books, it's because of these phone calls, your gifts, and certainly I have read A Course in Miracles and other books related to Yeshua, but you've been the primary source, and he showed up as your painting, and I just couldn't wait to tell you.
Oh, I'm so delighted, and thank you for sharing that. And, you know, as excited and delighted as I am about your report of the miracle, I'm even more excited that you understand wherever you walk, you will change the whole vibratory field of the earth. This is kind of a ripple effect that each one of you are having on the in the environment, even those of you who have not become blessing givers.
Yes, I'm not a blessing giver. I am very, very poor. You would not believe how poor I am, monetarily.
Well, you are a very rich woman in the things that matter. And
yes,
you can make a difference and are making a difference in the environment. And even those who cannot be, cannot come and make the commitment to be blessing givers, if you fully receive, if you fully embrace the kingdom of heaven within, through your heart, you change the world.
Oh, thank you so much, Glenda.
And
yes, I do.
For each one of you on this call, and please continue to come, because it's a wonderful way to connect. And there's another wonderful way to connect. If you have, those of you who have use of a computer, join our Christ Blessing Facebook group, because there you can find blessing givers in your area.
Oh, wonderful.
Perhaps you can locate an event or a time or a place when blessings are given, in a physical presence. So that's the reason we created that site, so that you can connect with our blessing givers, and our blessing givers can connect with each other and do synchronous blessings, which, as Yeshua said, when two or more are gathered in my name, boy, wow, move over. Here I am. So, thank you very much. I need to move on to at least one more caller, but, boy, I cherish that sharing. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, and I just needed you to know that your painting has done so much good in the world, and Yeshua was showing you how that is by showing up for me. Thank you, Glenda.
Oh, gosh, I like that. Oh, man, that is awesome. Awesome. Well, we're sisters in a miracle, aren't we?
Yes.
Yes.
Blessings and
Thomas,
thank you.
You're welcome. I see that Thomas is on the line. Hi, Tom.
Hi. Hello, Glenda.
How are you?
Glenda. I'm terrific. How are you?
I'm terrific, too.
What a wonderful call to follow.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Well, you've got your share of miracles too.
I've had my share, and they continue. And I got in the queue early because I figured you'd be pretty, popular, and I want to get in there early. And of course, you started talking about what I was going to ask you anyway.
Oh, good.
I guess to. The statement of faith without works is dead has been coming to mind for the last few days for me.
Uh-huh.
And so it gets me thinking about how on the seventh day he rested, and it was not that he sat around and did nothing. It was the beingness, the strength of simply being.
Yes.
And I guess I wanted you to touch on the, and I know it's kind of a big topic, but the difference or the strength of action versus being.
That is a huge topic, but
okay.
I'll say what I can in the time I have to give to it today. I first want to respond to your to something you were just on the verge of realizing about the seventh day, where it says that on the seventh day he rested. Well, he didn't rest and do nothing. He was. But I also, there's more content to that than normally shows up, because we think that we humans are the only ones that have to have faith. You see, God also has to have faith. And the seventh day is where God moved in to the exercise of his faith in his creation. That includes his faith in us. And I think that the exercise of faith is the threshold between being and doing. When we are willing to just be all that we are, who we are, authentically. Now, that's a very, very important word, because in the world we play lots of roles and we play lots of games, and we don't intend to deceive anyone, most especially ourselves. But you know, the fact is, you can, and I'm not saying this you, Tom, I'm saying you, like everybody, including me.
I do too, though.
Okay. We can play a role so long we believe it's who we are.
Yeah.
And at that point, it becomes a kind of lie.
Mm-hmm.
Not meant to deceive, but in a way, it does deceive, because people begin to know us through that role, as the character that plays that part. And if we, and then we get locked into that and we can't change without feeling that we're betraying somebody. But really, the betrayal is that we've played that role too long. And this is something that our divine and holy creator would not do. Our divine and holy creator would not play the part past the importance of the action that came from it. And then he returned to the simple being and the faith in his own creation. Now, that faith extends into our life as a sustained love, a sustained support, a sustained giving, and a sustained, I wouldn't say passive action. Sometimes it's a very dramatic, visible action. But it's not a new intervention in his own creation. God does not change his own laws. God does not change the progress of his own creation. He helps us have our best and finest place within it. And then allows us to have our free will, our free choice, and all the learning we need so that we too can find our place in the kingdom of heaven, being standing in the faith of our being. Does that help?
It does. It does.
In a way, it sounds almost
question.
Like I was going in circles, but, you know, it's cyclical in a way. It is cyclical. I think we go out to the world and we do things. It's as simple as that. We go out, we do things, we have experience, we learn from that experience, and then at some point, we've got to let go of the roles we play and return back to the simplicity of being. And it's at that point that all the power of what we created comes back to us.
And it waxes and wanes. And
it
I think
does.
That's fun, you know, and I want to be there all the time, and that's not realistic either.
Well, you can, in the sense that you always hold on to the essence of it. And when you hold on to the essence of it, it's very easy to get into meditation. It's very easy to get into your heart and into prayer. and into the unity you feel with the Creator. You can go in and out of that place very fluidly, very easily, return back to the world, and then play the part you're playing in the world without believing that it's the whole you. And I think that part of the action of faith is really the ability to hold on to the essence of who you are and then act in the world. This is what Yeshua meant when he said, I am in the world but not of the world. He always knew it was not the world that created him. And all of you remember, it's not the world that created you. You are created by God in the image of God to be pure and holy within your being. It's you who create your experience in the world. So you're in the world. And then it's up to you to create the kind of experience you want to come back to you. And that's what I was talking about when I was talking about paying it forward. Because whether it's making tithes or love donations, or whether it's paying forward through helping a friend, or helping somebody in need, or just doing the work, that's faith in action. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you.
It's a very important question. We have a couple of minutes if somebody wants to talk. We have a couple of minutes for you to sign on and speak up. And otherwise, I will just I'll just talk about the blessing. And what I want each one of you to do is remove your shoes and socks, be seated, because you're drawing energy up from the earth, and through the top of your head, you're drawing energy from the cosmos and from the Creator. And the energy of the Holy Spirit is that which will perfect and unify all the other forms of energy that you're receiving and make it perfect for your needs and desires. Yeshua will meet you in your heart as you pray. So while you're doing that and sipping a few more sips of water, it's very, very important to be hydrated. Very, very important. I have to tell you, I do want to say one thing. After I did 24 hours of round-the-clock blessing, I wasn't hydrated enough. And I literally made myself sick from being dehydrated. I did a blessing every hour on the hour for Christmas. I made myself seriously, seriously sick and had to just drink electrolytes. And boy, did I have to make up from that. I was like a fallen horse having gone too long in the race. So I can't tell you enough to even start hydrating hours before the blessing. Have plenty of water. Think of how fire burns off water into steam. And I'm telling you, it'll burn it off right down to the cellular level. So don't underestimate that recommendation. And we have a wireless caller, which we can take very quickly from area code 336.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
I just wanted to mention I had seen on the news a week or so ago about the God particle and how they thought they had found it.
Yeah.
And I just wanted your input on that for just a second, maybe.
Well, you know, unfortunately, that's not an answer that can take just a second. First of all, I'm really, really delighted that they're making the progress they're making. But they're actually going to have to make a different form of progress before they haven't caught the fly yet, okay?
Right.
They're getting close. Before they can actually catch it, they're going to have to make progress in another direction. And that has to do with energy. Do you know that our most advanced scientists and mathematicians and engineers still do not have a definition for energy? They still do not know what makes electricity even work. This is true. You can check it check it online. Look it up in Wikipedia. Look in every advanced science magazine in the world. There's no definition for energy. Yeshua gives us that definition, and that's in our Energy of Life course. And this is what's going to unfold. The discovery of what energy really is what is going to bring dark energy, in dark matter, into the light. And at that point, they will know how the God particle functions, in what dimension it functions, and how to utilize it. So
I
guess that's the only quick form I can give you, but that's it's great news and a good question.
I knew from reading your book that you said Yeshua said they would have to be in their heart before they could really see it.
Yep.
And I don't feel like that they're there yet.
No, they're getting close, but they're not in. They haven't discovered the energy of life yet. And that's what we're working on. That's what we'll be working on in all of our online courses this year, because that's what has to be discovered. So thanks for that. And, Paul, I see you're on the line, but can you offer us your question next week? I'd love to hear from you. And just say hi right now, and I see you there, but we have to move on with our blessing, because a lot of people can't call in. Either due to international charges, or maybe they just don't have a phone available, and they're counting on this blessing being synchronous. So love and blessings from me, Paul, to you, and we'll be talking. Save your question for next week, okay?
Yes.
Great. Now I'm going to take us off the Q&A mode, and we're going to go into mute so we won't have background noise. And now let us begin, because hopefully you've all been getting in your position and sipping your water. And I will begin with an invocation to Yeshua. I ask that you just take your attention out of your mind, allow it to drop into your heart. Just be there in your heart with your Creator. Whatever prayer looks like to you or means to you, let it happen. For some people, it's just silence. For others, it's words. For others, it's a sense of almost an inner dance, an inner celebration, an inner joy. I think prayer is the most unique experience we have, which is why Yeshua was so reluctant to tell the apostles how to pray. And so I don't tell you either. I'm just telling you, be in your heart, for that is prayer. And then you will express it in ways that are right and correct for you. And be there for 3 minutes as I and the blessing givers convey the energy of the Holy Spirit. It's not coming from me. I'm kind of an antenna. The universe is full of many frequencies of energy, and I help to focus those energies that are meant for human direction and human blessing and human healing and human enlightenment. So I and the blessing givers, we're antenna. We help to pull in the right energy, just as a television or radio would pull in the right energy to show up on that device. So I will begin my invocation to Yeshua. Dear Yeshua, brother to us all, Son of God, Master of the universe, the one who has brought us the highest and the greatest enlightenment and walks with us on the path as we discover it for ourselves, thank you for your faith in us. Thank you for strengthening our faith in God and our faith in life and giving us the courage to simply open to the blessings of life as a little child would do. Thank you for being with us here today and joining each person in their heart so that they may receive the blessings of the earth, the blessings of God, the blessings of the Holy Spirit, and your brotherly love, and your constant abiding love for us. Amen. Your blessing is complete. Now please go and rest for 7 minutes. God loves you, and so do I. Bye-bye.